Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. What a treat that was to see Strung Out come in here, man.
Strung Out is great. Make sure you catch their show at the Vault. Tomorrow night at the Vault. And go to strungout.com. That's strungout.com.
Yes. All right. The world's greatest psychic has come into the studio. Here she comes. Almost as if she doesn't even walk on the same floor as we do.
Sounds like a Michael Bolton song.
Linda Salvin, everybody.
Hey, Conway Whitman.
Nice.
Thanks for having me back,
dude.
Again. Thanks.
Hi,
I'm
Linda.
A dudette.
Hey, we were talking earlier this week about who in radio you'd like to see nude and who you would not like to see nude.
And you know what? And I was offended, or I might have been flattered. I'm not sure because my name didn't come up. I heard that segment. So I was wondering, were they going to say something about me? So I don't know.
I'll tell you something really weird. What? All right? And that's it's so strange you said that. Maybe you were feeling like a psychic vibe. But Randy Wang wanted to see you naked.
And he
Did
said,
really?
In
yeah.
our earphones,
Aww.
He said it.
Yeah, I was in the other studio, so I couldn't get on the air, but I told Tim in his headphones, I want to see that Linda Salvin naked.
I'm sure you did. Look That's why that. I had the hit. Like,
I'm picturing it right now, Linda.
Yeah,
I'm so
sure
turned on.
I don't know what you're doing after the show, but that guy's available, man.
Well, I grew up at Riverside and Coldwater, which is a block from Riverside and Fulton.
Yeah, I was invited out there tonight by Adrian, who she called up. Yeah, she wanted me to
get that.
That's a block from my house.
Oh, well. Oh, so I know where you'll be hitting on my Adrian tonight. You'll be out there in the street. Adrian!
I'm getting there before you, Brian.
Now, Linda Salvin.
Yes, Brian Whitman.
You come in here, and I have noticed a trend. And the trend is butterflies.
Yes.
You've got a thing for butterflies. Oftentimes, your jewelry, you got on your
that
beautiful
is
shirt.
Amazingly accurate, and you're right, and it's very perceptive of you.
And,
yeah.
And why, though? What does the butterfly represent, or you just like them?
No. There's two things going on. That's... Okay.
You know what's really weird is it looks like you have a butterfly stitch that maybe cut up, covered over a staph infection on your arm. Is that just a coincidence?
You're getting better. That's getting better.
Yeah, it's getting better. This is my surgery in December.
What happened to you?
I had what's called a cubital release. They had to move the nerve off the bone, cut the nerves, and take out a nerve. I know it's so sensitive.
I'm
still in therapy having it healed.
Yeah. So you're
I had surgery December 17th.
So your pitching days are over.
They are over. But I'm back in the gym, and I got to lift like 3 pound weights now.
Slow pitch under him?
I used to be the captain of my softball team at Grand High School.
Was it like a tennis elbow, or what the hell did you have?
No, actually,
man?
When I got hit by the fire truck in 1982.
Why the fire truck?
Yeah, it was a year after the plane crash.
I thought it was a Pinto. You hit a Pinto.
That was in 84.
They couldn't kill you.
It was this whole cycle. I know, I'm not supposed to go. I've tried. They want me here.
All right, back to the butterflies. What is up with the
butterflies? 97.1 is Jim Likas.
You know why you're so degraded? It's because you got that fork in your mouth, dear. You're going to take the fork out of your mouth.
Jerry, can you get it?
Just turn it off there.
Yeah.
That was amazing, Linda. What happened there was, for the audience, apparently, by Jerry's expression, that just went off.
I didn't touch it. Okay. I didn't even touch it.
But
it
what
was
you did
psychic.
But what you did was, for 10 seconds,
you because I thought you were, I thought you guys were playing it. I didn't even know that it
in
was
in action.
Tim
you
was
could never
it.
Be a Secret Service agent. total inaction for 10 seconds. Nothing.
Now, see, I think that that's more than what just happened, because that's never happened on our show before.
Well, it's interesting because I spoke to Dino today.
It's Tom
Likas.
To
Dino. Yes, I know. I spoke to Dino because Dino met a friend of mine who's on a huge TV show, and Dino and I connected because she told me about Dino, and I said, I know who Dino is. And so I called Dino and we talked, and I said, I love Tom's show, and sometimes I'll just say something about Tom on my show, and that's like Tom showing up spiritually.
Wow.
Whoa.
But Tom is very much still alive.
Oh, he's very much alive.
Can you show up spiritually while still being physically somewhere
else? Well,
obviously,
it was kind of like a God shot that happened,
right?
Because
that's
weird stuff, because that was not planned.
And we were not talking about him. We were talking about the butterflies.
We were talking about the butterflies.
And here he comes.
All right, now, Linda Salvin's a psychic. She survived a plane crash, a crash with a fire truck, a Pinto crash, everything.
Yeah, you were driving a Camaro. You hit a Pinto.
Yeah, I broadsided somebody in 1984, and I had a white light experience.
When you hit the fire truck, what were you driving?
No, the fire truck hit me.
You were a pedestrian?
No, I was in my car at Beverly Glen.
Right. But what were you driving?
And Dickens.
What were you?
Valley Vista.
What were your wheels?
I was still in the Camaro.
Oh, boy.
It was before I totaled it. No, what happened? So they back into me, the hose truck, and I'm like, and I'm watching this thing roll down. And so, like, my arms, you know, when you hold on out of fear. So everything, like, jolted. And I guess whatever happened with my elbow and the nerves back then, it was just a chronic situation.
Did
over
the fire
time.
Department pay for your surgery?
I did take them to. No.
No.
I would love to go back and say, I told you I was hurt. They didn't believe me when I sued them.
Oh, boy.
Can't fight City Hall.
All right. Here are the phone numbers. If you'd like to ask Linda about your future, This is the only radio show she's doing tonight. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, if you do have a question for Linda and you don't, either don't want to go on the air or you can't get through because often the lines are busy here, call her at her office. And that phone number, I'll let you get a pen. Get out a pen and call Linda at her office. She does private readings for about $12,000.
No, it's not that.
What? No.
It's very affordable.
888-509-1077. 888-509-1077. Out there in
the
valley.
Thank you, Conway. Now I'm going to respond to Brian's question about my butterflies. And he's right. He's very observant. Tonight I'm wearing a butterfly in my chest, like lungs. But last time I had it on my ring or on a bracelet. I have a butterfly on my website at lindasalvin.com. It's the icon. It's kind of like the logo. And it's also because there's a poem that I read on my show quite frequently. And it's also part of my TV infomercial, which will be launched in the next 60 days, finally, on my Wicks of Wisdom. And there's a poem that was written by a Hindu or a Sanskrit writer eons ago. There's no history as to who the actual writer is. And it talks about this little kid who's out looking for God. And it's like, God, show me a miracle. And a child's born and the kid doesn't know and the stars are shining and the kid doesn't see and there's thunder and he doesn't hear. And he says, touch me, God, and show me your real. Whereupon God reached down and touches the child, but the child brushed the butterfly away and walked away unknowingly.
Hey, Brian. So, don't ask her about any more crap she's wearing.
Somebody thought it was cute on my boobs.
Sorry.
It is cute. Sorry.
All right. Linda Salvin, the world's greatest psychic, everybody.
So sorry, it's like sorry. God.
Right.
It's
okay.
My God.
It's God, basically.
It's
right.
Resurrection. It's flight. It's light. It's fun.
My wife believes in that because she believes that her grandfather has come back as a butterfly.
Well, I talked to him one night.
To her
not the butterfly, but didn't she call in on
yes,
my show
did, yeah.
And I channeled him? I wish you would call again, Jennifer.
Yes. Is he a butterfly? I mean, did he? Is he?
We don't come back as insects.
No.
But I think sometimes if a butterfly flies around, it might be an icon or like a little symbol of God, or the butterfly could represent grandma or daddy or a loved one or something. Yeah.
When someone passes away and they want to come back. Now,
reincarnate.
Do you believe in that?
Or not even that. I mean, I imagine for a moment, like my mom and dad, if they're in heaven, if I were, you know, they could just chill out, you know, enjoy that. It must be so beautiful that I would want them to not be so concerned with these worldly matters and watching us and kind
they
of.
They are watching us.
I understand
but
that.
But they
all
don't have to reincarnate at this moment.
Right. But
they're not
already. Not
all
the time.
And I'll tell you about your parents.
Not all the time, but they can enjoy heaven sometimes without having to worry about the people they've left behind.
Right.
Because when I listen to you talk to people on the radio and
you listen to my show?
Yeah, of course
I'm
I do.
I'm flattered.
I think to myself, my gosh, you know, a girl will call about her mom or her grandmother. Yeah. And I think that I hope that the mom or the grandmother isn't. And for my own parents, I hope that they're not stressing out about problems that I might have in my life or my brother might have. I want them to enjoy heaven. They've earned that.
But they've also earned going through the struggles of life like you and I do on a daily basis. It's hard to live. We have to learn how to balance, like the roller coaster you're talking about, the ups and downs with the emotions and stresses of finances or our love lives or our careers or, you know, the car broke down or there's something with the kids. It's never just. When we have those moments where everything's just okay in the moment, we're okay. But life is learning a bunch of lessons. Your mom and dad had learned their lessons, and that's why they were ready to go. Whether you wanted to accept it or let them go at that time. Like, my parents are in their late 70s. Thank God I still have them, but I dread the day I lose them. I don't know what I'm going to do when that
happens.
You know
what? You know when you're going to lose them?
Mm-hmm. I've been told, and this is something that I want your audience and any audience to know, I was told back in the late 90s or late 80s about my father that he was going to be gone in a certain amount of time. And I went to my sisters, oh my God, we're going to be nice to Dad. He's going to die in a few years. And he's still here.
That's
good. So now you don't have to be nice to him anymore.
I'm still nice.
Hey, do you believe in heaven and hell?
As a Jewish girl, no. But as I became a medium, I learned that there really can't be a heaven and a hell, because if there was heaven, which is light years away, how can I talk to the people and communicate through their spirit? It's all right here, just in a dimension we can't see. But hell, as far as the negativity or that burning or that really negative place people go, only once when I was on a different station did I bring in something so bad that was a murder from a mafia or something that the engineer, my assistant, we all had to just stop and I had to leave because it was so heavy. And it was the only time I ever saw something so close to what we would think of as hell. But
as
most
hell?
Of the time, I think we all go to the light.
How about living in Lakewood and having your 25-year-old son live at home with you?
That would be hell.
Isn't that hell? Hey, now, do you... Linda Salvin is with us. You can reach her at lindasalvin.com. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Absolutely.
And do you believe that the humans can come back as different forms, like
yes.
animals? And
no. No, I believe
so
we're
a human
all
can't
male...
come back as a dog.
I don't
for a
think
while?
So. The Buddhists do.
Could they for a while? It's like Tim's question is a great question. Could they for a while? Like could the butterfly that
flies
to Jennifer, Tim's wife, she feels her grandfather's presence as a butterfly. Could her grandfather for a moment become as for a vehicle become that butterfly? To
the
touch
spirit
her face.
To touch her to say hi. It's me, Grandpa Leo, yeah. or whoever he does. My grandfather's name was Leo, but
it's Leroy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I did that. Okay. See, when the names come out, I mean, it could have been Bob, you know.
Yeah, but it is Leroy.
Okay, so
that's
I was.
That's why.
Who is it? Odd? Who's it? God? Okay.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah, there. That's how I work. I mean, it just flies out like a butterfly. But I would probably say yes, because there's times, like after my grandmother died, I saw butterflies, and I thought, okay, that must be her, or a symbol that she's okay. And when my aunt passed away 2 years ago, I heard to watch for these pine cones when I went down this path, and when I was going to her apartment, when my mom and my family were meeting at my aunt's apartment the day after she passed, I saw these three pine cones. And there were no pine trees in this one area where she lived in Culver City. It was impossible. I said, oh, there's a pine cone. And I heard the message like an hour prior. And I'm like, okay, I'll find the pine cones. There was one for me, my cousin, and her husband. It was very weird. So there's such
you
a...
You still have them?
I
you
do.
Them?
I kept it. Yeah.
You pack rat?
No. 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 I mean, I have stuff from high school and college in a trunk. I have all my books. I'd like you guys to come over. You'll see. I don't collect a lot of stuff. I have.
You seem like a neat woman.
Most of the time, except my office, it's 10 feet deep in paper because I'm doing so. Just the
all
only
right.
Place.
Let's take some of these calls here for Linda Salvin, everybody. You're the psychic. Which one do you want?
I
want
to hear from Jerry because Jerry's got a short testimonial.
All
then I want
right.
to go to Mary and
Jerry
Stacey.
In West LA.
I want to do all of them tonight.
All right. What do you got, Jerry?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Hi, Jer.
Hey, how you doing, Linda?
I'm doing fine. You got a quick testimonial for us? Open it up, quick.
Yes, I do. Real quick, Conway, this is a boom boom, Goulardi, okay? And Linda, you've always been the true confidant all these years. I listened to you like 3 years ago, and everything you ever told me came true. So listen, people, she's the real deal.
And what did she tell you that came true?
She told me I was going to get a raise and a promotion, and that happened within 3 working days, and she told me it would happen within 3 months.
Wow.
I got the number 3.
So 3 is a good thing.
How big was the raise?
Well, we're still working on that because we have a new senior vice president coming in, so the raise was substantial, but it's going to be more substantial.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a buyer.
Oh, right.
For a major motion picture company.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, for one of the majors in town here, yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, and so you believe in Linda. Did you buy her candles?
Yeah, I bought 2 sets of candles from
her.
What'd you buy? I bought Money and Success, and what was the other one, Linda?
Are those vanilla?
Money and Success and Good Luck Power. No, they're not
good
vanilla.
Luck Power.
Yeah. No, we removed a lot of the schmutz, negativity, blocks, and obstacles, and then we opened the doors for money and for you to meet somebody new, and you were meeting that girl out in the valley.
Yeah, so whatever happened, with the Money and Success was the, getting a raise and a promotion, and the other one was doors opening for a special project going on.
Yep.
What's a special project?
Jim.
A very special project.
He wants to develop a TV show.
All right, excellent, dude. I'm glad that worked out for you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right,
talk
you're
to you
later.
All right,
bye-bye.
There he goes.
Okay,
all right.
How about Liz from Culver City, about her daughter?
Okay. All right, Liz, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Linda Salvin.
Hi, Liz.
Hello, Linda.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing great. What's wrong with your daughter?
Oh, I'm not going to put it out there, but she's going through some difficult times right now.
She will be okay.
How old is she?
17? She's 29.
Oh, God, 17. She feels like she's 17. Is she going through a drug thing plus like a breakup with a guy?
No drugs.
But the breakup?
No breakup.
Is she running like a custodial service that's not doing well?
No, nothing like that.
You need to
that.
Give me something to tune into because I've got too many people and this is not my show, okay? I'm a guest on someone's show, so it's got to work
do?
A little differently. Give me
what's
a
the problem?
What's the problem? If you don't want to discuss it, then call me off the air at 888-509.
Well, she's,
is she not well emotionally?
No.
She's got a child?
In the womb.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Hold on a second. Let me talk to this woman off the air.
Are you going to do it off the air?
Tim is picking.
Hey, Liz. Do me a favor. When we put you back on the air, just if you don't want to talk about the problem, just make something up. Okay, hold on. Okay. But don't give us nothing.
Liz.
All right, Liz, what's the problem?
Well, she's
pregnant.
Child.
All right, yes. So she's pregnant. And you want to know if she's going to be okay. And yes, I said she's going to be okay. So what's the problem?
Well, she's kind of on a dilemma. She don't know what to do.
Well, she doesn't know if she wants to have the child.
There you go.
Oh. How long has she been pregnant?
It's very early, like 5 weeks.
Does she have your personality?
I don't do pregnancy questions
anymore. Not really.
She doesn't have your personality?
No.
Then keep it.
You know, it's up to her to do it. If she, when in doubt, don't. I'm not even sure she even knows who the father is. Thanks for your phone call.
Liz,
call me off the air.
Call Linda Salvin off the air at 888-509-1077.
Right.
888-509-1077.
Let's go to Sandra. She wants to talk to her mom on the other side. Let's do number
Where's
six.
Where's Sandra?
Number six.
How are you?
Sandra.
How are you, sweet spirit?
Oh,
Sandra.
I'm doing great. Hi. Yeah, this is Sandra. Hi.
What do you got?
What's your mom's first name?
Her name is Rochelle.
When did she pass?
She passed away last year.
Lungs, heart, some heart and breast, something in the chest cavity?
Yes.
Breast cancer?
No, she had a lung disease.
Lung disease, but there was something in the left breast as well, so it might have gone into the left lobe then, okay? Because my chest hurts, okay? Hold on. And I feel like did she go through surgery, then it spread or something? Because I feel like it was a continuous, painful situation for about 6 or 9 months, and you were there with her most of the time. Your mother was a cook, and your mother was also very creative, and your mother, did she like to sing and dance? She was a very active person, not professionally, but as far as she was like comical and musical. She was fun. She was outgoing until she got sick.
Is that right, Sandra?
Yeah, we're not really sure. I mean, she was a diabetic and she had a stroke when she was in her early 40s.
But I'm talking to
How long did she survive after the stroke?
A good 10 years. She was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis.
Oh, Bubba.
But in her younger days, she was a very vivacious person before she got sick. I'm talking, she's showing me like her 20s,
she did
everything. 20s and 30s. She was always like twirling around, dancing, singing, humming. She was just out there. And then all of a sudden, life took over. A lot of times, diabetes comes on because the sweetness of life has been squeezed out of a person's life. So on a spiritual, metaphysical level, something went wrong. Did your parents divorce or did she have a huge loss or something that before she...
Did your parents divorce?
No, they were together. But, I mean, they were, you know, it was...
It wasn't
there was
happening.
A lot of they went through a lot. Yeah,
and that's when she started to shut
down. So what's your question?
I just gave
my
it to
question
her.
Is when she we had a really great day a week before she was hospitalized, and
was that a Thursday?
It was a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
I got the tea.
You got the tea. Yeah.
She the day that she was hospitalized, she was on full life support for a week before they transferred her over to another hospital. And
so what's the question? What's the question? What do you want to know? Because she's here. What's the question? Was she aware of it? Does she remember it? Was she communicating with you and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was totally aware of it.
What's the question you have for her?
I just want to know if she's still with me because
she's always with you. Sandra, of course she's with you.
Everyone has dreamt of her or has felt her presence.
Okay, but that doesn't mean she's not with you, sweetheart. Just because you're not getting her spirit in vision or in a dream, it may be that you're trying too hard and you really want something more, or that you may be blocked, or that you have so much guilt that you're not letting it in. It'll come through when it's supposed to come through. That just because we don't dream, see, feel, or hear the spirit doesn't mean they're not around us. She didn't just leave and take care of everybody but you. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, Sandra, they always come to the strongest one last.
She was suffering so much, and I just wanted to know.
She's fine. She's very much at peace. She's not in any pain. There's no pain outside the body. The spirit goes on. You cannot cremate a soul. The soul leaves after that last breath, just like the soul comes in on that first breath when the doctor hits us and spanks us, and that first gasp, that's the soul coming in. Your mother is very much out of pain and at peace, and she's around you, and you have... I get cousins, I get brothers, I get... You got a huge family. You're not alone. She's around.
Let's
call me off there, and I'll be glad to go in an hour.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back and take some more of your phone calls. Perhaps somebody suicidal or has complete cancer or, I don't know, maybe something more to bring the show down.
No, oh, please.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Linda Salvin's with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Linda Salvin's with us.
I'm here.
We have a full bank of calls, so if you can't get to her on the air, call her off the air. Her cell phone number, 888-509-1077. Will that ring under your cell? Or?
No, no, no. It's a private voicemail that goes through the office.
And you'll call them back?
I'm not giving you my cell number. 888- I'll give you my number.
I'll call you. 888-509-1077. Call her or go to our website. And pick up some of these candles.
And when someone, Linda, books your time, is it for 30 minutes or an hour?
20, 30, 40, or 60 minutes.
Depending on what they want.
Read. I suggest a 30 to 40 minute session for the first time because I give so much information and the details are very minute and specific. And it gives them enough time so that over the next 6 weeks, 3 month period, things will start to happen.
Do you do it in person or
over
the phone?
No, by phone. Yeah. I do, just like on radio, I can hear the voice and boom, I'm right there with them. Mm. I don't want people around me. It's too much energy and I've got so many things going on that I don't want to have them stuck in traffic or whatever. It's just
perfect.
Pick up the phone.
All right. Stacy in Ontario. Let's roll through these calls. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, I met this guy in high school. We dated when I was a freshman. We dated for about a year, and recently he got
back.
A hold of me.
Okay, he's come back because
Serve over in Germany during the war?
No.
I don't think it was that long ago. What's your birthday, Stacy?
6262.
That's an interesting birthday.
That's interesting. Yeah, June 2nd, 62.
When people come back, it's a soul circle. So go out with them. I feel like there's life experience. You have a very, very strong connection to this guy. I'm not going to say you're going to marry him, but I know that you're going to see him for quite a while. It's going to grow, and I think it's going to go through the summer. So have some fun with it.
Are you guys looking for an old folks home together?
Well, no, actually not. We just met and lost one and had quite a young time.
All right. Well, you got a great sense of humor. I'm sure he loves that about you.
He does.
Yeah. All right. Thanks,
Stacy.
Have a
good time.
All right. There she goes.
Let's go to Dennis. I want a man.
Oh, Bubba.
His wife.
Dennis, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Not
how
bad.
Are you?
How are you?
You're good. Oh, I'm
Hola.
34.
What do you got?
Cali, Florida.
34?
You're 34. Okay.
Yeah.
And you want to know about your wife? In other words, you want to know the future of your marriage?
Yeah. I'm currently going through a divorce right now.
Well, then what do you want to know about it?
She's making it kind of difficult with the kids
Okay. So you want to know about the child support and you want to know about the custody and all of that. She's always going to be difficult, but as long as you... I don't see you getting 50-50. I feel like it's going to be more like 30-70, unfortunately. I feel that she's going to make things very difficult for you. But let me tell you something, and I'm going to read some testimonials right after your call. This is the perfect way to segue. I don't know if you've heard my show on Sunday nights, 9 to 11, but I do have a spiritual candle line called Wicks of Wisdom. And I have never seen anybody go to court for custody battle of their children and lose if they do the sweetening judgment and the good luck power candles. I can help you shift.
Can they do that in court?
No, you do it before you go to court. No.
Sit there in court with the candles in your hand?
Nope.
They will work.
Yeah. You will be able to share the custody.
At that point, it'll be 99-1.
You'll be able to share your custody. Your wife is always going to be difficult with you, but I can help change that. She's really angry.
She's very upset, and I have no idea why.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
We have two kids, that's right.
Oh, boy. How old?
5 and 9.
Where are you from originally?
Well, California. L.A. all my life.
Where are your parents from?
Central America.
All right. I would take the kids and take a plane ride to Central America.
I think that might be illegal, Tim.
I don't care. If you love those kids, take them out of this country and enjoy yourself.
Dennis, I can help you. Quell this. I can help her not be so angry, and I can help her mediate this in a much more amenable situation.
Can you recommend candles for her?
I could, but he
take
would have
the
to
edge
do it.
Off?
Yeah, I would need him to burn them on her because she's certainly not going to burn.
Oh,
but we would do the Peaceful Home or the Harmony Power, and you would see this angst, bitchiness.
Do you have a Stop Being a Bitch candle?
I do.
Oh, there's the one for you, Dennis.
I'll take a couple.
Okay. 888-509-1077. Thanks for your phone call. Can I read these testimonials?
There he goes. No, you read mine on your own show, because you don't read it. We want to take some calls.
Okay,
come on.
I just wanted people to
know. People want to see that you're authentic. If you read that crap on the air, they're going to be like, oh, she's a goofball.
It's on my website, lindaselvin.com.
All right. Ashley in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted
He's one of your soulmates. He's not the soulmate.
So there's multiple soulmates?
Yes. Well, you have multiple soulmates?
We have multiple things, yes. You can have more than one soulmate. You're
really?
Looking for the twin. There's a difference. See, this is where people think, oh, this is my soulmate. You can have 90 soulmates. We have karmic, we have companion, but we have the one twin. The twin is the one that you're looking for. This is a soulmate where you live, love, grow, and you are going to stay with this boyfriend of yours for quite a while, but there's going to be a change around the month of either August or September.
Hey, guys, listen to what Linda DeSalvin just said, because if a chick, when you're breaking up with her, ever says, but we're soulmates, say, wait, Linda DeSalvin said, I have several.
Yeah, so you just go
route.
To the next one. Yeah.
All right, Ashley, how long have you been with this guy?
Well, I've known him for 4 years. We've been together for almost a year, and we talk about, you know, moving after we graduate college, and we're soulmates, we're going to be together. He's my best friend, so it's sort of like, is he my best friend, or is he...
You'll find out at the sixth-year mark.
So he's your BF?
Yeah, but, I mean, I love him, too, so it's sort of just like, is this it, or...
No,
I
it's not
know.
It.
Is he your first BF?
No, he's like my second one, but I've never felt like this before, and it's been ever since I've even known him.
What's your cup size?
What?
Oh, wait, we're channeling Tom here tonight.
Hold on, Tom.
What's your cup size?
Oh,
geez.
He's coming in.
Tom wants to know how big your cans are.
34 D's.
Nice nips.
Ooh, that guy's your soulmate. All right, baby.
All right,
stay with that guy.
Call me off there and I'll go into detail with him.
So basically, Linda, yeah. The situation is this.
I'm a
Just,
C.
You're right. So if a chick breaks up with you, mm-hmm. you could say, but we're soulmates, and she could say with legitimacy, no, we all have many soulmates.
There are
but
three
you,
or four.
You
I think.
Could say, I'm looking for my twin. You could say to
exactly.
her
exactly, and that's where you come together more mind, body, spirit. Where that's the other half of you. That's our goal. We all want to find that. That person.
Twin.
That, yeah, the twin.
Are,
that's the
are
most like
gays
us.
More successful at that?
Oh, you've got this thing about that, don't you?
No, I mean, if you're
no,
looking for
you
a twin.
What? They're not necessarily.
No, they're not sexually identical. They're of
no,
the
no,
other
no.
sex.
No, I have a lot of gay and lesbian clients as well as straight heterosexual. And you know what? Bottom line, relationship problems are relationship problems, whether it's communication, if it's sexual, if it's money problems, if it's intellectual, if they're not getting along. It doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is.
See
it's
that,
the spirit.
Tim?
It's your spirit. It's your soul. It's look at the face
right.
he just made.
All right, now I got another question for you.
It's how you
dude.
Feel, think. You know, if you're creatively connected. You know.
All right, calm down.
Who cooks?
All right,
things.
Let me get. I got another question for you. I wake up.
Good.
The last three nights, I've woken up at exactly 3:33, and I've looked at the clock.
And whoa. I do 11:11. What do you do? Do you ever see numbers 4:20 or 4:40?
Yes, I do.
I see 33 everywhere.
Wow.
What does that mean?
33
Jesus was 33 when he died.
Lawrence McCutcheon was 33, I believe. Wasn't Kareem Abdul-Jabbar 33? Big sky hook?
33 is a derivative of 11. 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, 66 are some of the most powerful numbers in the universe.
I see 33 and 44 on my clock almost every night.
And I see 11, 11. Whenever I look up, it's 11, 11.
What, is that, what does 33 mean?
Sometimes people have said if you wake up at 3 o'clock... It's something to do with the devil. If it's 33, 35, 36, 33, then you're in a very spiritual, calm state. And for a moment, you have this clarity. You're supposed to do some type of meditation.
Do you,
333
Tim?
Is a 9.
Oh, dude. He's usually masturbate.
Now, so Tim, let me ask you this question. When you, so you're like laying in bed. You wake up. Before you look at the clock, you could say out loud, it's going to be 333. I just know right now it's going
to
be 333.
Yeah, and then I go to sleep and I wake up at 444.
And like, then you go to the bathroom at 5:55.
Yeah. And then I do something
get
else
at 6:06.
All right. Let's not say.
Like you
and
like
your that. Wife is still asleep?
No, she's tired. All right, Sean in Newport Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Linda Salvin.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Good. Now, what about this same spirit?
What is it? Well, I continue as I've heard before from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. It is dead time, or that's when spirit activity is most prevalent.
Wait, is that right?
That's
Let's ask. Is that right?
That's what I just said.
3 to 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's what I said. At 3 o'clock, they say if you wake up at 3, it has something to do with the devil. But anywhere between 3 and 4, there's a spiritual thing that goes on. There's a creativity thing that goes on. See, Tim, you are backwards. Let me just answer Tim's question before I go to you, Sean.
Yes.
You're just starting to learn all this
Not
stuff.
Not now, Tim, with the impression.
Oh, you're learning all this stuff backwards. You're going to get it through osmosis, or maybe you'll learn from your wife when she hears my show and she'll repeat something. Or the more I'm here, like if I come in like every other Friday, as I have been predicting is going to start unfolding, which I've been told is happening, you will start to understand. So if you're starting to wake up and now you're becoming aware of it, especially since I'm here in the last 3 days, you became aware of something spiritually. So something's gnawing at you. It could be an old relative. It could be that you're going to be going through some growth within yourself. And what you need to do
is... No, it's not that.
Yeah, it is. Take
growth.
A little journal. Yeah. Inside stuff.
All right.
Take
Linda,
a journal.
Calm down, baby.
All right.
Now, when what do you think my favorite food is? We're going to see how good you are here.
Fritos.
Okay. That actually is true. But what is my favorite meal? Like when I go out and I...
Lasagna or something like that. A
it
pasta.
It is pasta, yeah. I have it every day.
I get you
almost
as a pasta
every day.
Man. I get you pasta and this, tomato
you know
sauce.
What? You know, it almost made my skin crawl.
Yeah.
But every day I go to California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
And I get
the
broccoli fusilli.
That's very good.
That's very amazing. You said that.
I got pasta. I don't see you as a hamburger guy. I don't see you
I'm not a big meat guy.
Or
used to be.
No, I do. As soon as you said that, I just saw pasta.
Yeah, man.
You know, lasagna,
that, man.
Pasta, cheesy
I used to go to Numero Uno all the time.
Oh, really? You had a problem there, though?
Yeah, the one out in the valley, they should rename Numero Dos.
The one by Balboa Havenhurst over there?
Yes.
Okay,
you
so
understand
Sean.
That?
Yes.
You do.
Okay. Numero
Sean,
Dos.
So by waking up, this is a time for you to...
3:33. Well, I'm waking up constantly.
Okay, but if you're...
24 a.m.
Okay, but that's okay. So write something or get a drink of water. The spirits.
Or go back to sleep.
Come take a pee. No, actually, write in your journal. Maybe you've got a message, or maybe something from your dream
well,
has a message.
Basically, only since I lost a close loved one is that kind of reoccurs.
But that's why
that.
I want
and
you to write
time.
It. Call my show. You won't have all these extra
what
sound
happened to
effects.
You?
He's
what
sad.
Happened to, what yeah. happened to me?
What happened
to
me?
We don't want
well, my sister
friend.
Was killed in a car.
Oh, God, we don't want that.
That's horrible.
That's
it could also be your sister coming to wake you up, but that's why I said keep a journal and write the thoughts.
She is
I'm
obviously,
sorry that happened to you, Sean.
Yeah. She's obviously helping him, though, right?
To grow and become aware.
Do you feel that, Sean?
Heal.
Yeah, Sean, do you feel that?
You feel your sister?
Spiritual or? Person, so yeah. She is very spiritual.
Right, so then that's a good question for Linda. Sean's sister was a more spiritual type person.
Teaching him something, just like something's starting to wake up Tim.
When more spiritual people,
yes.
more spiritual than the average person,
right.
pass away,
yes.
they're more likely to
come back and talk okay. and teach and help and connect.
But what
yes.
if you don't want to? I mean, you're like,
you don't have a choice in the matter.
Like, let's say you know a relative of yours dies, an uncle or an aunt. You didn't really care for them. And all of a sudden, they like start coming back into your life. You're like, oh, what the F? I thought I was done with you during the real life.
Yeah, but how would you know?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but they creep back into your life.
No, see, most of the time, a spirit, you know, let me just say something. When we pass over, the more spiritual we become, not religious, not religion. This has nothing to do with your
right.
type of God. But the more spiritual you become with peace, balance, harmony, unconditional love, all that stuff. And the more you trust that there's a process out there. When we cross over, the higher we grow spiritually, the easier it's going to be to cross over. The lower level that you are at, the harder it is. And there's different classes, like levels of like kindergarten through 12th grade, let's say, in the spiritual world. You go to these different levels. Some spirit that's going to come talk to us or nurture us or communicate with us, your mom and dad are always around you, just like I picked up your dad in the garden that
but
time.
But even when Brian's having sex with a chick, his parents are around
oh,
him?
No,
gosh,
they go
yeah.
away.
They do.
Stop
good.
That, Tim. Your mother might be watching you and your wife. I mean, come on.
Oh, Bubba.
Oh, the Redburn, Big Mac, fly in.
Doesn't Could- matter who watches, it's a turn on. You know what I mean? All right.
Oh, he's such a voyeur and an exhibitionist
right.
at one.
All right, we got to take a break here.
Yeah, but you know, there's spirits that have sex with us. They're incubuses and succubuses.
All right.
Linda
hey,
Salmon's
mother,
with us. 888-509-1077.
Yeah, please call me off the air.
888-509-1077. It's Conway and Whitman. Linda Salmon's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
How are you, sweet spirit?
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Linda Salvin's with us. She's a psychic, and she's a damn good one, man.
Yes.
Her phone number, you want to call her off the air, 888-509-1077.
That's right. 888-509-1077, or they can go to lindasalvin.com.
And then she does something really unusual. She gives the readings in person and also gives you a massage while she's doing the readings.
What happens is, well, when you do it on the phone, someone takes it. You just take a credit card, right? And it's real simple.
People call my office. I have two people that work for me right now. They take they do all the appointment booking on the calendar, just like going to a doctor. You prepay, pre-book, and when the day comes and it's like 2 o'clock on a Thursday and that's you, it's your next, you call and there I am.
Wow, look at that, man.
Pretty organized.
Alright, let's talk to
Karen wants to know about her father. Mike wants to know about his girlfriend. Let's go to Mike.
Alright, Mike in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Not bad, what do you got going?
Well, it's kind of tough right now with my girlfriend, so I just, like, we started having problems.
You lied to her about what?
Well, I made a little white lie. She had asked me to stay at her home to watch over the apartment for a month or so. I only stayed a few days, and I lied to her, told her that I stayed there the whole time.
Well, okay, so what's your question?
My question is, we're kind of on a break right now. We are.
Oh, you want to know if you're going to get back together? You're never going to trust each other one again. And there was no reason to lie to her in the first place. This is not like the ultimate relationship for you. You're just afraid to be alone.
How long have you been with her?
Well, isn't that a big deal?
3 years.
Yeah, I mean, lying that I was not there every day. I mean, you know, were there animals involved? Did you, like, leave animals?
No, just nothing.
Why is that a big deal?
Yeah, oh, Jesus.
Well, because you're Gesundheit. God bless you.
There
ew,
he
it's all over me.
Oh,
ew,
wow.
Get me. It's Sprite. Right. No.
Elephant sneezing. All right, let's talk to Mary in Marina Del Rey. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Linda Salvin.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Linda.
How can I help
him?
You?
Hi, Brian.
Brian's
sneezing.
Hi, Mary. Brian, please. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm very stressed out about my finances.
You and the rest of the world.
Yeah,
what's
a
wrong?
Lot of people are going
yeah.
through financial
it's very difficult
troubles.
Right now for a lot of people.
I mean,
there's
going to
be a change, a new job. I know, let me do my reading.
Please, okay.
Thank you. See, these guys can talk and kibitz and make fun and things, and I can joke and have the personality too, but when it comes to the reading, I got to zoom in. There's an opportunity coming right around Memorial Day weekend for you, something towards the end of May. Whole change of either direction or an opportunity that you're going to have a choice to accept or reject, and you will accept it. I don't know if you're in real estate or if you're in some type of financial
what are you in?
Career with the industry. What are you doing right now?
I design jewelry. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at
something
you.
I own property, though. And
nice.
I'm really
it.
Because there's real estate.
You got any butterfly crap hanging around?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, maybe you should do the butterfly something or other for my show. We
can
sell butterfly
You don't
pendants.
Have butterfly candles, though, right? There's no butterfly
candles.
No.
I don't understand why you're not making a killing making your own jewelry in Marina Del Rey.
Not marketing properly.
All right.
It's all about
marketing. How are you marketing? Hanging them out on the porch?
No. I sell the stores.
Sell the stores. Are you doing well?
I know I'm not doing well, actually, but I'm trying.
Well, then you're selling the wrong stores.
Do the Good Luck Power Candles and Money Success Power Candles. You will see them blow out constantly. You will change your entire financial situation by July. Call me off the air, 888-509-1077, if you want the help,
okay? You got that number, Mary?
I do. Thank you.
All right, you call. All right, good luck with the jewelry business. All right, right now at Salvatore in Lakewood, you're going to get a 4-pack of tickets to Good Guys, the second annual McGuire's Orange County get-together at the Orange County Fairgrounds March 15th and 16th. Go to good-guys.com for the latest. And then Adam in Norwalk, you're going to get yourself a pass for two to the special advanced screening of Sleepwalking, starring Brian Whitman.
Yes, thank you.
And Charlize Theron and Dennis Hopper. I didn't know you were in that movie.
Yeah, it was a small part.
What, was it too much Ambien? You start
right,
around?
I fell asleep. They just came over and filmed me.
Catch the premiere at the Arclight Hollywood next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m.
I don't say anything in the movie. They just cut to me sleeping.
Okay. All right. Wayne in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1.
Hi, Wayne. What do you want to know about your future? You've got one, but what do you want to know about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking to find out job, career-wise, and relationships.
What do you do now?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I'm an IT guy.
Oh. What do you think?
6 to 7 weeks. There's two opportunities that you're going to be interviewing with. There's one that's going to feel okay, but there's one that's going to have a lot more opportunity down the road, and it's a little bit more well-established. There's one company that's rather new, and one, I don't know if it's like Craigslist or something, that you're going to find it out of the blue, but there's one company, and it looks like it's like in Culver City or someplace around that area of town, maybe Palms, Culver City, more south a little bit. And you haven't applied for either of these yet, and the opportunity will come, I'm going to say, probably by the middle of April, early May, you're in a whole new position.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Congratulations,
okay. There's
Wayne.
There's also an opportunity
Start
for
spending
you.
The money now.
Yeah, send you a check.
Yeah, thanks. Do the money and success power candles. They'll come after you.
We're going to have to talk. I'll call your 800 number.
That'd be 888-509-1077. You know, we got a few more people here who want to know about their relatives that passed over. Let's go to Karen really quick.
Another one with the dead relatives. All right, Karen.
Karen,
you're on 97.1.
Hi, sorry, Tim.
All right.
I feel like your dad struggled. I feel like your dad struggled. What, your dad wasn't ready to go. What had happened? Did he have like a heart attack or something?
No, he had cancer, but we were really young, and he was young.
All right, it was something like a struggle. I feel like he struggled.
How old was he?
He was 52, but we were teenagers and littler than that. So, do you think he hears me?
Yes, of course he hears you.
I know, but not like a butterfly. Like really hears.
It's not about butterflies. It's not about the butterfly. That's a symbol.
Do you think
if you listen
ever
to my show on Sunday night, you'll go to lindaselman.com. You okay?
Do you think he tries to tune her out sometimes?
No.
Yeah, you ask
Tim
too many questions, Karen.
That when I call.
Oh, you're a regular on Tim's show.
God, no, my husband even said, Tim even said you talk.
Is this really Jennifer?
Yeah, but you know what, Karen? I say that about every woman. My success rate's about 75%.
Okay, but if you tried to contact me, can I be more open to it or
yes,
something?
Yes, you can. Call me off there and I'll teach you how to do it.
Karen,
call my show on Sunday.
Karen. Leave him the F alone. He's dead. Stop.
Sometimes he don't want to be bothered.
Stop bothering him.
He's the only one who wants to listen to me.
He's going to move into another world.
He already has.
I knew this was going to happen. All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Sunday night. Goodbye.
All right. There she goes. All right. There goes Karen. All right. The phone number again, 888-509-1077. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
888-509-1077. Call Linda Salvin. And then listen to her every single Sunday night from 9 to 11.
Right.
Right.
And she'll take calls. She'll get pissed. She'll, yell at some
people. I do. I have attitude.
I've heard it, yeah. Especially when they run too many spots in that show. You go
yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, it's the Linda Selvin commercial hour.
Okay. All right. Buy her candles, burn them, and improve your life.
Really? Yes. Right? Very good.
That's how you do it?
I need to give each of you a set so that you can have a testimonial. One night I'll be at home.
Do you have any candles that will work at Santa Anita?
I do. I was thinking about that.
Track candles?
How you can win more. It would be the money and success power. It would bring in the money.
Can I burn it at the track?
No, you do it before you go. Or you call me and tell me which horses you want to bet on, and I'll tell you.
My candle at the window.
tell me the names of the horses. I'll tell you.
Okay. All right. I'll email them to you. All right. Linda Salvin, you're the best. You're a great sport.
Now you're on.
All right. It's Conway Whitman. Stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes, I believe. Is that right, Ernie?
Yes. Stand by for Gretchen and the Lukes. Look out, Gretchen. The Lukes is on the road with something very special in mind.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show live at 97.1 Free FM. What's the problem?
What's the problem? If you don't want to discuss it, then call me off there at 888-509.
Well, she's,
is she not well emotionally?
No.
She's got a child?
No, in the womb.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Hold on one second. Let me talk to this woman off the air.
Are you going to do it off the air? Yeah.
Hey, Liz. Do me a favor. When we put you back on the air, just if you don't want to talk about the problem, just make something up. Okay, hold on. Okay. But don't give us nothing.